Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
I think I've done it. We are live. Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I am BVD. This is my friend Dan Canovio, coming off a real stinker of a loss. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great. Back in the office today. I'd been traveling all over, different trips for John Boy, so it was good to be back in the office today. Chat with the boys, talk to Jake before his Big Boone interview. That was an interesting one. If you haven't checked it out, go ahead.
It's on this channel. Boone with,
it's on this channel for sure. Boone with another. If you want to manage the team, you can make those decisions. Love that line from him. Yeah, a lot of questions, man. A lot of rough games out of the All-Star break. 1-3. No one saw that coming, or maybe you did see it coming. Last night was tough. Obviously, the second guessing really magnified. Pitching to Ohtani is an insane move. I don't know how you feel about that, BB. Didn't talk to you about it today in the office, but obviously you don't pitch to him.
Yeah, I'll be honest, in real time, I wasn't sitting there thinking like, oh, of course, you automatically have to walk him. For him to not have it as a consideration, that's where it's the bigger problem for me. But yeah, you have to at least be really thinking about that. But I'm not necessarily like, oh, that's an automatic walk. Like, I can like, be talked into, yeah, you don't want to put, he's a guy who can strike out a lot and putting tying run on base. He's very fast. Moniak's been hitting. I don't think that decision is like the most egregious. What is bad about it is that he didn't even think about a walk. And I do think ultimately the walk's the right choice, but yeah.
It does also come down to King, like not executing. And something we talked about yesterday was the bullpen, and something that Jimmy talked about today on the Talking Yanks episode is like the bullpen, which is once the force of the team is faltering now, which is just going to happen during the course of the season over.
It's what we've seen this team do year after year of like, all right, these guys are good. We have to lean on them. It's happened for different reasons that we've gotten to that point. Some years it's been, we only have like a good starter that'll give us real length. And this year it's more of a, the Yankees never blow anybody out. Even when they were going well, they very rarely win a game without having to use multiple of their like high leverage dudes.
Yeah, so that's the problem. Yeah, I mean, that's something we talked about yesterday, but there were some positives. Severino, I thought, pitched better. He had an interesting start. It wasn't like lights out, but it was clearly better than his previous couple starts. Tinkering or something. Doing something with his glove. He's like dropping his hand in like a little pigeon. But he was fine.
It was, he gave them a chance, and that is what we're looking for from him.
I got the lineup right here. Would you like me to read it?
I'd love for you to read it. My lineup website's just killing me today. So.
Oh, I go right to the source. I type Yankees in Twitter and it pops up. We were mocking them for having Peraza in the leadoff. What did he do last night? Got on base 5 times, 4 walks, and a single. And he leads off tonight playing third, batting second, playing second base. Gleyber Torres playing right field, batting third. Giancarlo Stanton batting fourth. Anthony Rizzo did not hit a home run last night. He almost did, and I got excited about that. Batting fifth, DJ LeMahieu, who'll be playing first. In center field is Harrison Bader, who did not run a ball out yesterday. IKF is in left. Higashioka catching. Volpe back in the 9 hole. Constant shuffle of Anthony Volpe continues, and Domingo Herman is on the bump.
Yeah, I – Peraza was awesome last night, and so because that worked, I'm very excited to see it again. And I was excited to see it. I wasn't not excited to see it last night, but it's just it was a what is this team type deal, because they're just so confusing.
Yeah, I know, right? Because last night, like Sunday's win would have been great, take 2 out of 3. Last night's win would have been great with Severino. Putting in a good start, and then Peraza being the spark plug. It's just like these little wins. They could be easily be in a playoff spot right now. They can easily be within six games of the Rays, but they're not. They're losing these games. They're finding terrible ways to lose, and that's what bad teams do. And brutal. My what to watch for is simply getting an early lead. Oh, what the hell that was? Did you hear that? Getting an early lead. You can't play from behind. Sean Casey mentioned in his introductory press conference that he noticed a lot of tension in the room when he first met the Yankees. That was last week. What the hell is it like now in that clubhouse, coming off of losing three or four, questions about making the playoffs, now 2.5 games out, got to get an early lead, got to play with a little bit of ease, a little bit not behind the eight ball, not so – you know, white knuckled up at the plate. So an early lead, I think, would be huge tonight. That's my main thing. Damn. Tough time.
I love that. It's obviously always nice to play from ahead the whole time. The Yankees really need to start doing it. And of late, they need to hold the leads they get over the course of the year. That has not been the problem, but they of late have not been holding them. Yeah, I really like that. What to watch for. Mine, I'm sort of doubling down on what my kind of ask was last night, because it wasn't like what I was watching for. Like Volpe, let's got one hit last night, but let's do a little more. It'll go a long way for this team if he can get back in a little groove, and we can just chalk up this week since we've been back from the break as just that a stretch of unimpressive offense. But
or how about like better at bats? Like some of those swings he was swinging for the
had a couple of ugly swings lately.
Bat falling out of his hand, falling down to one knee with a runner on third with two outs. Better at bats. He's in the 9-hole tonight.
Yeah, which I like. And
yeah, exactly.
And like and absolutely just keep him 8 or 9. Like the whole way. You can figure out if you prefer 8 or 9, but keep him in one of those two for the most part. I mean, it's
Domingo Herman on the hill. Patrick Sandoval, wasn't he at our office?
He's been to the office, so
WBC
I am rooting against him. I really appreciate learning that they have a guy named Cabbage.
The Cabbage is in the lineup.
But yeah,
playing first. Trey like, Cabbage.
Yeah, so that's a good name. I enjoy that.
Mickey Moniak is a name you would see in like the late 80s. Light hitting Mickey Moniak. He played a double flapped helmet, played second and short, hit 230. Can maybe Mickey run into Moniak. One or two home runs. Mickey Moniak, but he apparently is not there. You click on.
Good for that dude. He's a former Mickey one Moniak. Boy, finally figuring it out.
Can you see that?
I can see Mickey Moniak.
Looks like Benintendi.
He does have a little bit of a Benny that's thing going.
That's scary.
He does,
that's scaring me.
That is something that's going on with him.
I'm clicking off of it because I'm scared.
He's showing some pop. 10 homers in 42 games so far this year. So
I mean, he showed enough pop where Boone was like, we cannot walk Ohtani because Mickey Moniak
is protecting him.
The great Mickey.
Look, Moniak. he's been good. I don't, like I said, I'm not the most furious at that answer, but
you know what's also funny, BBD, is like yesterday I was like, this is a chance for the Yankees to take 2 out of 3, maybe even sweep, because the Angels have lost 7 of 9. And I took a look. The Yankees have lost 7 of 9.
Yep. They
they're the team. They're the team that other teams are looking at saying we can get fat on the Yankees.
Yeah. Are we what the hell? Yeah, the
upside
tweet,
down day.
The SpongeBob tweet that Talking Yanks sent out last night. It did something to me.
Was that Max?
Oof.
Do we know, reveal who's on? We don't reveal that, right?
Dude, I like never even know for sure these days. I know what I've heard guys say in the office. I know a couple candidates who have been begging for some selling.
I know I know Kevin, our social guy, doesn't do Talking Yanks, but I know a Kevin tweet when I see one.
You can usually tell a Kevin Talking Baseball tweet. They're good. All the tweets are good, but Kevin's got a specific tone.
Fucking great.
They're top notch. Our social team
is so good. Really good. What else we got going on in this game? Herman on the hill. I saw a nice picture of David Cone and Herman on the bus. I think it was it's their first time linking up since the perfect game.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice little visual. Any of Domingo's games, I like that.
And not only that, today is the day that David Cone threw the perfect game against the Expos, 1999. It's whoever added that up. I don't want to add it up. It's a lot of years since then.
It was 99, right? So 24 years ago.
4 years. I'm watching that at my friend's house. It was really hot.
July 18th, I believe, was my original due date as a baby. I came 10 days early.
What year were you born? 97?
97.
Nice. Good year.
So when I was like a kid and I was like, oh, well, like if I, man, like Cone's perfect game would have been on my birthday if I was born, right?
And then, thanks, Mom.
You're like, screw you, Mom.
Screw.
Damn. So pitching pad to victory is Domingo Herman perfect game?
Domingo Herman perfect game. He hands the ball to the Hall of Fame guy there in a white glove, and they go home. That's like the pitching path to victory. Now, what did we had last night? Nick Ramirez threw a lot of bullets. Michael King threw a lot of bullets. As we suspected, Ron Acio got in the game. We did not predict Nick Ramirez getting in the game, but it was looking like our pitching path to victory yesterday was going to be that path. Severino, we said to King, to Marinaccio, or whatever order, those three guys. Obviously, things went awry.
Those were
looking at this now. This bullpen is being used right now. I mean, Abreu.
We're less than two series into the second half, and the pen is very taxed.
I heard last on the pregame that they were considering bringing up a body, but they're on the West Coast, and that's not as easy as getting someone from Scranton.
Some logistics there, yeah.
You know how these days. I mean, that's a first class of one way ticket. I'm just kidding. That's pricey. Maybe sit in the back.
So who's out? Ramirez is out.
You're out, Nick. Even though I love Nick Ramirez, I know he gave up the hit. Well, he's had two bad outings in a row, but I don't know.
Yeah. I last night he was.
He got some.
Last night he was great. I like no shade to Nick Ramirez. He shouldn't be asked to be in that spot. And he was good. The nature of extra inning baseball, especially when you're a team that doesn't score. So if you're going into the bottom half of that inning and you're tied, any hit is going to lose you the game, especially with two outs, guys running on contact. He got the first two outs.
He got some big outs, man. Maybe I love him because he's a lefty and I just love lefties being one, but I'm not ready to say goodbye to Nick Ramirez. I guess you got to figure maybe Hamdahl gets in.
He's got a shot. I don't think he's going to be available for multiple innings, but I think he's available. Canely, Peralta, Holmes should all be available. I don't think they will use all three of them tonight, but they'll try to hold somebody back, I reckon. But they should all be around. I mean, straight up, they need to score runs so that we can go Domingo to Albert. And like, honestly, I would love for that to be it. Maybe an Ian Hamilton like tune up, announce yourself as back, like get a little leverage ninth in there. But
yeah, that's kind of goes back to getting an early lead, like a 5-0 lead would do wonders, but. That's a lot to ask for.
Please.
I mean, are Sandoval's numbers? Not that it matters. Does it even matter? Should we even look at the other pitcher's numbers?
He's a starting pitcher, so he's going to carve up the Yankees is the thing.
17 strikeouts last night, Griffin Canning. He had a nice fastball last night. His control was really nice, but come on, guys. He was throwing 95 and around the plate.
Yeah, Sandoval, I'm a fan. But this year's been not particularly memorable. This is his first appearance after the break, which I guess makes sense. It's Domingo's as well, right? His three starts before the break, 15 innings, 6.6 ERA. He's going through it a little bit. Not giving
every pitcher the Yankees have faced this year or the last couple of games has had a 6.6 ERA.
Yeah, that's kind of been the formula. They faced the Yankees when they were in New York. He did, and the Yankees hit him around a bit. They didn't homer off him. He's been able to limit homers for the most part, so that's a good skill to have. The Yankees also limit themselves on the homer front. So zero home runs last night, which I think is a perfect lead-in for us and the homer draft. It's the homer draft. Homer draft brought to you by the Ball and Play League. And an epic game just went out. Definitely the most exciting game yet. Lots of twists, lots of turns. Heroes become villains. Villains become heroes. So I don't know. Go watch that. It went out like 2 hours ago. So this and the game. It's fun.
Premium content.
And I think last night on the show when we mentioned Ball and Play League, I thought my hook, line, sinkers were playing tonight. We don't. I had the schedule wrong. Yes, in the owner suite. Dan Canobia.
He didn't see me.
They're in spirit. But so that would mean I think we're lined up for Thursday night's action. And the Yankees are off. So no excuse for any of you to not watch that one.
Let's go.
It's been a really fun series. Catch up on all of it, all that. Blah, 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 blah. Platitudes. Love. No homers last night. I have the first pick. I took Giancarlo and Peraza last night. You took Rizzo and Glaber. And I have the first pick. I will be selecting Harrison Bader. I'll tell you right now, on my second pick, I'll take Glaber.
Okay, so I can't pick Bader, I can't pick Glaber, I can't pick Rizzo, and I can't pick...
Those are the only three. The rest of the board available to you.
Oh, you know who's going deep tonight, bro. It's Nyhovel.
I would love that. Get him back in the nine hole.
It's almost like a way for him to stay in the nine hole.
Like how many times you got to teach you this lesson, old man?
Yeah, like, listen, Boone, I'm comfortable in the nine hole, and here's a home run.
Next year, let's mess around. But
don't go moving me up to 5, 6, 7, 1. I'm going to hit a home run tonight in the nine hole, and that's where I want to stay. Like a Volpe Peraza, that good old fashioned 9-1, like second leadoff hitter type thing. Get that, make that a thing. So Volpe, it's a home run tonight. That's gonna be nice. And then Peraza,
we're gonna love that. We're gonna Peraza's love that gonna too.
Peraza and Volpe. I was pretty excited about Peraza last night. I mean, the walk, good at bats. Like Jake was tweeting all night.
Don't get picked off at bats. Again, but man, the at bats were good.
Base running, some issues there, but he'll get that. He'll shake those off. But
and the MO on him is he is a good base runner. That's just, especially coming off what he did against the Rockies. He came into a game cold, blah, blah, blah. But
the jump leads.
You can't get picked off the day after what happened in Colorado. That's just unfortunate. And it's a lesson he'll learn. So
passing.
Oh,
Aaron Judge is taking on-field batting practice today at Angel Stadium. Aaron Boone said that he believes Judge is close to an MLB return, but he said that he can't say if this means days or weeks. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. That was bad. I apologize. Yeah. That literally is nothing.
We mentioned the on-field BP.
That's Boone a good old-fashioned nothing burger.
Boone gave us some good faces when we asked him about it today. So he wouldn't say that a week from today is out of order. So,
one day after the CC Sabathia celebrity softball game that a couple of us will be attending on the field.
Really? It's the first I've heard about it. So, I guess that's where I'm at.
I heard about two was today. I'm looking forward to doing some mini mics with some local legends of the Bronx.
I love that. That'll be cool. Riz. That'll be cool.
Yeah. I was so close to seeing a Rizzo home run last night. Like, he shot one that looked like it, and I was like, not again, Dan. You didn't do it again. I had the phone ready to go. I guess that's encouraging, him, like, hitting one to the warning track.
Yeah. Seems like the chat, I was catching up on the chat. It seems like they're surprised to find out I'm young. Which that's
surprised to find out I'm old. I like tough. This. Dominguez hit a home run. In the park home run for Dominguez. Oh, no, sorry. I'm just sucking with the updates. Dominguez hit a home run.
Like
his second
that.
In three games. Let's trade him. He hit one off the wall that looked like it was off the wall, but it was really a home run, and he was chugging around the bases, and then the umpire said home run. He's fast.
He's fast.
Short and stocky and fast.
Over under is, any guesses?
We were way off last yesterday. Night.
We? I was on the under, so I guess I won. I won the night.
You win. Good job.
Tonight,
happy for you.
Domingo versus Sandoval. Any guesses on the line?
Going back to my guess yesterday of 7.5, which is like the baseline.
It's 9 again.
Good grief. Who do they don't believe in? Do they think the Yankees have an offense? Do they
I don't know why they sucks? Like I'm currently on back on Yankees are under till they're not kick. So I think I'm on the under again.
Roger Clemens tweeted 8 hours ago, what are the best baseball accounts on Twitter to follow? Tag them if you don't mind. Rocket emoji.
Nice. Thanks, Rock.
I tag Ben Verlander.
Nice.
Yeah, that guy rules.
That's cool.
What else we got here?
You.
I'll take the under. Why wouldn't you take the under?
We ride.
Even though I want a nice early lead.
Yeah, I still don't believe in that being more than like 5. So,
right.
We've got them winning this game 5-0.
Be nice. Even that 6-1 lead in Colorado felt like a blowout, but it wasn't. So I think that's what the Yankees are like, 4-5 or even 3-1 last night. I felt like a relief. It felt like, oh, okay, they got this game when it's really nothing. 2-run lead? Are you kidding? But in Yankee land. I don't know if anyone else out there felt that. Almost like, oh, we got this game because our bullpen's good. But we're learning new things about this team every night.
You and I have been pretty good at over-under so far this year. I'm 17 and 14 coming into tonight. You're 10-9.
Listen, I've been pretty hot with the boxing gambling. So the only two things I gamble on are boxing and Yankee baseball.
Nice.
Because those are the two things I watch the most.
Makes sense when you think about it.
It does.
We're on to the best and final segment of the show. That is premonitions.
Premonition. I got a premonition.
What are you seeing in tonight's action? I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't know. I think Jake becomes the manager of the Yankees mid-game.
They announce it mid-game.
Boone says, when you're the manager of this team, you can make the decision. All of a sudden, Jay comes out wearing a freaking Yankee bubble jacket, which is a hilarious sight. What am I seeing? Ooh. What am I seeing? I'm looking at the lineup. What are you?
I saw something that I like. I guess I like. It is a positive thing to happen. I've got Rizzo with like a fisted single. I think I'm seeing it like get like over the first baseman, so down the right field line. Like that doesn't like solve our problems, but like it's like a hit, and that's gonna be timely. And maybe that unlocks him for the homer tomorrow.
Wow, double premonition.
He needs like a little good luck.
Dude, he was so close to that home run, and I like that. he was so close to the home run yesterday. And also, like, I had a funny feeling that they were also going to do the silent treatment. Like,
yeah,
so close to having another great moment for me on social media where I'd look very smart. Didn't happen.
As DJ Stewart hits his first Mets homer of the year. So
who?
DJ Stewart, of course.
I'm not familiar with his work. I apologize.
Some time with the Orioles.
Nice. I think I know his face.
He's a little chubster. I like him.
Nice. I think there's like a play at the plate. It was a nice play at the plate last night. Another play at the plate. Like a good throw from the outfield. Jeez, that's a bad one, Dan.
Mm.
Who makes the throw? IKF.
IKF with a nice throw. Hitting a relay guy or?
No, straight through.
Okay.
Like kind of poops in.
That'd be cool. And they like test him on it.
Test him. They're like, oh, he can't throw. He's just third baseman.
Yeah, it's like, no, well, he's playing like shallow left field right now. That's not even like a problem for him. It'll one hop.
I've also seen something with Herman, but more IKF. That's right. It.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. Go leave a nice comment or something. We love you. Go Yanks.
Sean Browning says Peraza hits for the cycle. If that happens, I will dance with my shirt off in the office tomorrow.
I like that. I like that.
That's like a treat for anybody.
Big treat for me. I'd like it. I've got a similar surprise for you on the way. Everyone, enjoy the game. Love you. Go Yanks. Go watch some other stuff.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.